Right, I think I'll begin now. So, hello and welcome if you are listening, and I'll be at a later point, presumably, to the ESC lessons chat here. It's been quite an eventful morning. Rehearsals are in full swing, so that's good. And we're slowly getting updates from Eurovision, but I think the biggest thing is obviously that La Stampa, the Italian newspaper, is reporting that the stage is a bit broken. And that's not great, but it is the kind of chaos that happens. I mean, it's better something goes wrong now in like the rehearsals than in the actual contest itself, because the amount of times we've had the scoreboard completely break and controversial voting moments as a result of that, like actually just not having the stage move during a rehearsal is not the biggest thing that could go wrong. I mean, I do hope they fix it to some extent because, like, this should be possible. We've seen a moving stage at Eurovision back in the 70s, so it should be something that Italy, if they really wanted to, could have whacked. But it is getting late, so if it does get ditched a bit, that's unfortunate, but I guess understandable. You have to make do with what you've got. I still think the stage is shaping up to be phenomenal, to be honest. I think it's very pretty. I'm looking forward to seeing like the green room bits, which will literally be a green room this year. Yeah, I don't know about you guys, but it looks like it's going to be a good Eurovision. Then, as for this live blog we're getting from the lovely media team at Eurovision, we have there's not a lot in this blog, so it's quite hard to make comments without going into like the TikTok clips, which I will talk about on the blog later, I am sure. So please stick around for that. Please have a read. ESCS.com. Any look, hopefully you enjoy, and it helps me out a lot. Let's see what Eurovision or the Eurovision media team is actually saying. So with Albania, right, so I think with Albania, the first major change is the shirtless men. They seem to be wearing kilts, so that's quite cool. Might give France a run for their money there with the fashion choices. And yes, of course, Ranella is in a sparkly bikini, they describe it as. I mean, I don't know if I'd quite describe it that way looking at the picture, but it's definitely a bikini. And yeah, everyone looks stunning. I think that will be a moment. Like, it gives me a lot more excitement for this song. It's dark blue in the background of the photo as well, which is interesting from Albania. I think it'll actually be something quite different from them. So yeah, I'm quite curious to see what this one actually looks like live. I think we could be in for a nice surprise there. Now, we knew there would be a dance routine. We saw one at Festivali Kengas. She's had a whole 4 months to practice a new one or perfect that one. Like, it's gonna be good. Yeah, I think Albania are pretty much a solid qualifier at this point, and that's without seeing anything. I think that's another interesting choice, but then again, what would be more blue tones, which would again be a different direction from the usual Albanian red fiery stage of black contrast. So if it's more calm, that might be interesting, especially because this song is very Albanian in the dynamic sense of it. So I wasn't expecting them to go in that direction at all. Like, it'll be interesting to see how many acts actually use the water on stage. Because if Albania are going for it, and obviously they are, hopefully acts are utilizing the stage. I know the stage is having problems, which means that they might suffer from doing so, but I do think it's always just so much more interesting when the acts use what they're given on stage, and they use them in so many different ways, from like Poland using it to do the washing to just Salvador using the satellite stage to create a more secluded atmosphere. Like, you can do so much if a good Eurovision stage, and creativity is always something that I really enjoy seeing the delegations go for. Next one they were talking about was Latvia, and from the photos it looks very similar to the national final, which I would say it's a good thing. If it's not broken, why try and fix it? The song is obviously a lot of fun, as long as the guys have an awful lot of fun on stage. And hopefully the LED's funny to some extent. It should be good. Like, apparently this is saying that the backdrop is fruit-based, so yeah, if there's bananas and stuff appears or aubergine, Like, this is going to be a fun and memorable performance. Will it be enough to qualify? I don't know. But I'm looking forward to it, and it's going to be a talking point. You just know it's going to be a talking point. So, yeah, partly there's sound issues, but this is the first rehearsal. Like, the reason the press don't get into this one anyway is because, obviously, they need time to polish things. Things go wrong. The stage decides it's not going to work. Like, I don't think countries should plummet in the betting odds based on their first rehearsal. It must be so much pressure to finally get onto the stage and finally be able to see if your concept will work. Have to make the adjust. Like, this is not the make or break yet. It's obviously very close to the actual contest. So, like, if things aren't working, they have to really work hard and have backup plans. But it's not the be all and end all just yet. Closer to the third rehearsal is when it's like, yeah, if it's not working now, chances are it won't do amazingly. But at this stage, like, they've got some time. So Lithuania were one of the ones reported to have had issues with this stage malfunction. At least for her, she has a national final performance that didn't need the stage. So I guess if everything went completely wrong, she would always have the national final performance to fall back on. But yeah, here's hoping they do find a way to get the new performance to work without stage working, if it doesn't quite work to plan. So the blog is saying she's in her silver. Yeah, well, we knew she was keeping the national final dress. Again, if it's not broken, no need to fix it. And we've got no props, no dancers, just swirly atmospheric graphics. Yeah, as long as she just keeps it classy and doesn't make it too simple. If it's too simple, then it might get lost at song three in the running order. This is obviously my winner, so I'm biased, but the song is a vibe. And, like, if she can translate that, it shouldn't need anything, but it just comes down to whether or not it can translate on the night, doesn't it? Next one up is, of course, Switzerland. He's wearing a leather jacket, which kind of fits the music video. It's dark. It's like the music video. This picture is just like the music video. Obviously, he can't do the music video, though, because he won't be able to bring kids onto stage. So it will be very interesting how they go for that sort of cinematic, emotional storytelling that they want through the song. Is the song in itself enough to sell that? I don't know. I really like the song. It's got a nice Bublé-esque tone to it, but it needs some visual presentation, I feel. This says he's got nothing more than a spotlight and some atmospheric lighting, so I really hope it is atmospheric, the lighting, because the song just needs that drama. It needs that drive to kind of make you want to cry. Like, I feel like a song called Boys Do Cry should make you want to cry. And if it doesn't, then I think it will struggle, especially if this running order. The rehearsal went well, so that's good. Like, if he's singing well, he should get high jury marks. And I can't see this not look class. Just making sure it's enough to connect the public will be the challenge, I think, for Switzerland. Then, obviously, we have Slovenia singing disco, and they've gone for the giant disco ball, which is kind of epic. I mean, sadly, it doesn't look like he's going to emerge from its Aliona Belarus Leo style, but it is the bit camp that I do kind of appreciate it. But it also looks classy, to be honest, in this picture with the lights shining on it. It's not an overly sparkly disco ball, so it's going to be interesting how they incorporate that. Like, to be honest, I didn't expect them to change up the national final staging at all, because, like, it's a disco song. A simple disco song performed by a band. It doesn't feel like it needs much, so it's going to be interesting to see how that affects it. And yeah, the blog's not saying much at all, so the Eurovision team are clearly distracted by the disco ball. But yeah, I think it will be a baby sort of groovy song. I hope it gets some love for that. But it'll be interesting how different it is to the national final, even despite the fact they plunked a giant disco ball on stage. Right, then of course we have Ukraine. So, what they're talking about? So, sparkly waistcoat of pink bucket hats and entirely fringing. Yeah, so they're keeping the costumes, I believe, from, was it the Israel Free Party, they said. So that would be what that's describing. And yes, I love the sound of this graphic. So the LED having black and white video with traditional Ukrainian motifs, that will really tug at the heartstrings even, like, and celebrate Ukrainian culture. I feel like that is a good call for this song, because the song is even more Ukrainian than Shum was to an extent. It has more traditional vibes. It's just, it needs to be a celebration of Ukraine, this song, and it can do very well if it is. Obviously, it's also a celebration of his mother, but like a celebration of the whole culture that, like, yeah, Ukrainian families, like, they can do a lot with this one. And I really hope that the public appreciate it. Right, I think we've got Bulgaria as well now. Yep, so Intelligent Music Project. Geometric shapes on the backdrop. Okay. So it's a rock band with geometric shapes on the LED. I mean, that's not really telling us much. Yeah, apparently it's Polish, but like, I'm struggling to see the excitement in this post. Like, it's 80s style rock. I wonder if that will suffer from Måneskin winning the year before and this just feeling more dated than Måneskin. Like, Måneskin has 80s influences, but wasn't 80s style. It was still current. Yeah. I don't think that looks great for Bulgaria, not gonna lie. It's another update, so maybe they've actually got something to go on. No, it's just a view of the stage, so have to wait for the TikTok clips for that one. But yeah, what a drama today, like, between the stage breaking, the press obviously being heavily restricted with the new rules, like, and oh, and the TikTok partnership as well, stopping YouTube from having much stuff. It's so bizarre. It's certainly been less exciting than it could be. I'm sure the excitement will kick up by the time it's the second and third rehearsals, like it always does, and then the contest will be over before we know it. It should be a good contest, I hope. So I will react, or at least blog post, we will see, to the Instagram videos. Not Instagram, TikTok videos in due time. You can see how little I use TikTok. Yep. Hopefully some of you join me for then, if anyone even listens to this. And I will hopefully do a part two for, like, the remaining songs that are performing today. I don't know if there's much other than, I know there's Moldova, is the Netherlands as well, they're rehearsing today. Cool. So there's two more. Don't know if that's enough to do Let's Talk here, but we will see. But yeah, any questions, drop them in the blog. I'd love to talk to you guys. Portugal has Milhanas and Diana from Festival de Canção now in the backing group. So it's sounding a bit different, but sounding really nice, I think.
Yeah, I thought it was really good. I liked the way it looked. I wasn't expecting a whole lot because I don't know why, I just have my expectations quite low for Portugal.
I mean, Portugal normally struggle to qualify, but that doesn't mean they don't send quality often. And I feel like this is a good example of quality.
Yeah. Do you have anything else to say on Portugal?
I feel like it's looking a bit dark, which is an interesting choice. Personally, yeah. I was expecting more like red tones than dark, but
yeah, I quite liked it. It was quite subtle, but I liked the way they it wasn't overdone, because the song itself is quite a slow song, and I think it would have been really odd for them to go too far, like to do too much with the stage.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I mean, I'm glad they didn't throw out like the concept of them standing in a circle and stuff. It looks like it will be similar to what they did before, which worked well then, so it should work well now. I don't think there's going to be a scaling up issue.
Yeah. I don't really have much else to say for Portugal. What did you make of the vocals?
I liked the vocals. I think this obviously slightly different than what they were before, but I think it's a nice blend. I think they've done a good job getting the voices together, so
yeah.
I'm happy with that.
Yeah, I liked the vocal too. It was nice. Pleasant to listen to.
It's an interesting choice for a half opener, but I do like it.
Don't have much else to say on Portugal now. What about Croatia? What's your opinion on that?
Right, so Croatia is guilty pleasure.
Yeah.
And to be honest, I didn't recognise her in that dress.
Yeah, I didn't like the dress, if I'm being honest. I don't know, I thought it was too much. It didn't really seem to match the staging for me. I don't know, I just didn't like the way it looked.
Yeah, I preferred her outfit in Dora. I mean, maybe she'll change up her shoes, I don't know.
Yeah. I quite liked the rest of the staging though. I really liked how the staging itself as a whole looked so much better than it did in Dora. Maybe not what she was wearing, but everything else I thought they worked.
Yeah, I think with the Dora staging it was quite pretty, but it was very simple and basic to an extent. I think there's more potential for like storytelling through this. Obviously, we'll have to wait and see what they are actually doing with it.
Yeah, and her voice was pretty strong as well.
Yeah, her voice is excellent. So if she wants to get jury points, she's on the right track.
Yeah, I'm kind of glad because Croatia is one of my favourites, but my expectations for Croatia was quite low just because...
Yeah, I really like Croatia as well. It's just... I think it's going to struggle to qualify unless they really pull it out of the bag here. So
yeah.
Here's hoping that they really have great camera shots and they can tell a story with the extra backing dancers, because that is a really good idea in some ways. Like, I guess make it like an Ireland 2018.
Yeah, for sure.
But we'll just have to wait and see with this one. I feel like there's not enough information yet, to be honest.
Yeah. Weird staging issues. But... I was surprised when I seen the clips I had seen of the stage itself. It didn't seem to have any waterfall issues, like the way people were saying. I don't know.
Yeah, I think with the closed press this year, a lot of rumours have been circulating instead, and some of them have grown arms and legs completely out of hand.
I don't think that kind of been true. That was, yeah.
Yeah, I think stage, whilst obviously it's not doing so well as it should and there are issues, I think most delegations are adapting well to that. I mean, we'll obviously get to Armenia towards the end, but
yeah, I mean,
it will be interesting to see just how static it feels on the night, or if it feels like it was all supposed to be just a sculpture.
Yeah, I just hope she changes the dress, though, to something. I kind of want her to wear like something white to go with the whole light blue thing.
Yeah, it's not what I was expecting either. I mean, if they change the lighting, it might make it look really nice, but because it's not an ugly dress, it's just very hot pink.
Yeah, it's not bad, but it just doesn't suit the whole package
thing. Saying that, looking at the backing dancers, they're more going for like that white flowy dress thing, so maybe they're more the storytelling that she was going for in Dora, and she's more just a singer off to the side. I don't know.
Yeah.
It will be interesting to see.
Is that all you have? Do you have anything else to say about Croatia?
With Croatia?
Her vocal? Yeah. Have we already spoken about her vocals?
Yeah, you liked her vocals.
Yeah.
And I agree. Her vocal is strong. I don't know. The LED might be interesting because I didn't really see much of that. Although maybe they're not focusing on that so much.
I think Denmark's next. With Denmark.
Yeah, Denmark is what I expected. To be honest, they didn't really need to change much from Danse Melodie Grand Prix, and they haven't really by the looks of things.
Yeah.
They've kept the same vibe, and that should work to their audience.
Yeah, I actually think she kind of looks like... I think she looks like Miley Cyrus. I don't know what it is, I think... I feel like...
Does that mean you're giving some votes to Denmark this year?
No, probably. No, but Denmark's really grown on me, I think, personally.
Yeah.
For me.
I think keeping it simple is probably a good move from them. Like, I don't know if they're competing with Bulgaria for rock votes, but, like, they just need to be themselves, I feel, and that will get them, like, authenticity points. And
yeah, I know Bulgaria. I know Bulgaria was yesterday, but I don't like Bulgaria's entry this year. However, I do like... I'm actually quite surprised that their staging was one of the better ones yesterday.
I'm not a fan of the Bulgarian song either, but I do feel like they have made at least the photos look really nice. I don't know. I mean, that's another one I feel like we'll have to see more of, which I kind of said yesterday.
Yeah.
When it comes to Denmark, they're obviously very different songs as well. It's just the semi-final. I mean, I guess you could call Portugal a group.
Yeah.
But it's not going to compete for that sort of rocky vote. So are they in direct competition?
I don't think so. I think they're completely different. Even though they're kind of similar, I don't see it. I don't think they're anything alike.
Be interesting. I don't know if one will make it through or if neither will make it through.
I think if one of them makes it through, it's probably going to be Denmark. I think Denmark might make it through. I don't see Bulgaria making it through, even though they have the good staging, because I don't think the song drags any... Basically, I think the song drags down any potential this staging may have had with Brazil.
Yeah, I think song and artist are the most important thing. And I feel like... I don't know, I feel like the public will connect more to Ready.
Yeah.
But... Yeah, I think the song's also more like stereotypical Eurovision, which should make it more palatable.
Yeah. I'm not feeling like... Have you got much else to say on Denmark? I don't really have much else to say, to be honest.
Beyond, obviously, they're going for a very dark look here with their outfits being the pop of colour and their personalities being what really sells this. So I doubt the LED is going to be that.
Yeah, I actually quite like what they're wearing as well. I like the way they all seem to be wearing something quite different. It's not like they're all just wearing the same thing, which I can respect. Yeah,
they all stand out, but it's cohesive in the same way.
Yeah.
It's like a fashion collection, I guess.
Yeah.
But yeah, beyond that, yeah, I think from what we know, we've pretty much covered what we can say with Denmark. Yeah.
Did we speak about our vocals?
We didn't actually. If you'd like to comment on that, yeah,
I don't.
Sure.
I feel like our vocal was about on the same level that it was in Danske Grand Prix. I don't think it has really changed. Danske Melody Grand Prix, I should say.
Yeah, I don't know if it needed to change though, because she obviously performed really well on both occasions with the final and the super final. So
yeah, I think Austria is next. Or is it Portugal?
They are, and it's Austria, and that's one of the vocals very important on.
We've already spoken about Portugal, yeah. Austria's next.
Yeah, we did.
I feel like I'm going to start with Austria, with the vocals, because that's obviously what everyone's been talking about. It's Austria recently, with her vocals have been a little bit shaky, but in the rehearsals, I think she was much better. She really improved on that.
She did indeed. Yeah, I think her vocals, whilst obviously they're not the best of the semi, they are good enough that she will sell the track, which I'm very happy about, because I absolutely adore this song.
Yeah, had it been like a ballad, I think she would have struggled. But because it's a dance song or a pop, yeah, it's an upbeat song.
And she will bring the energy as well.
Yeah.
I think it's very clever putting them in that ring together.
Yeah.
Because it means we don't end up with the Darude situation where he's off to the side and she's having to tell the whole thing, or she's off to the side and he's having to sell the whole thing. They can just be together, having a blast together.
Yeah, when I was envisioning what I was expecting for this entry, like staging, for the staging, I really wasn't expecting this. I thought that they might struggle with what they were going to do, because I didn't see how they would, because these types of songs always struggle with staging, and I was quite surprised that they managed to really give us something good and deliver with that.
Yeah, it's almost giving me Paula Novi vibes with the circular piano.
Yeah.
But obviously this is bigger. I mean, it will be interesting to see how it fills the stage.
Yeah.
Because from the snapshots we got, we're not really getting that impression. But
the whole, I know this is... I know they're not really nothing alike, but I think it was Iceland last year. The whole that whole circle thing. I don't know why it just reminded me of that, even though it's not really particularly similar at all. But it's the first thing I thought about whenever I seen the preview pictures.
Yeah. I get your vibe. I do get your vibe. But yeah, also just the way they've made the thing with the, like, the see-through elements of it, it doesn't look tacky. It looks just like it's a strip of club lights.
Yeah.
I think they've made some very well-made decisions there.
Yeah.
I can't wait to actually see this one.
I'm just glad that she delivered with her vocals, because I feel like everyone was a little bit worried about that.
Yeah, she maybe should rest her voice the rest of the week. But so we have Iceland next.
With Iceland, I was kind of expecting this from Iceland. I don't think they've although it's like a little bit different from the selection, I think it kind of simplistic, like it was in the selection, like an Iceland selection.
I mean, it reminds me very much of, well, I'm actually trying to pronounce it, Songvakeppnin, however you say it. Just that they've got more colour this time. Like, obviously, those outfits are very different.
Yeah, I like Denmark. I really like the way they're all wearing something different. It would have been really boring had they all worn the same thing. I feel like it makes it feel a little more authentic.
Yeah, I mean, the colourful approach is interesting for this song because it's quite a moody atmosphere.
Yeah.
And it's not really what I was expecting.
Of all of the entries this year, I thought that Iceland's song be the one that would suit the stage the most. And I think I kind of see it in these preview pictures. Like, I kind of see where I was coming from when I was thinking that.
Yeah, I think it's quite an... And I don't want to say an easy one to translate to stage because that's not fair, but I think it's very nice to get photogenic shots of them. They're not having to do too much to make it look good.
Yeah, I think it looks really... I think it looks really aesthetically pleasing. I feel like their vocals were, like I've already said, was about one of the previous songs that we were speaking about. I think that their vocals were quite similar to their vocals in the selection, which... But I mean, the vocal was quite strong in the selection anyway, so I don't think they really needed to improve on that anyway.
I mean, and also considering these are fixed rehearsals, so there are bound to be like tweaks need to be made to the mics and stuff.
Yeah.
That's pretty good going.
Yeah, I don't have much else to say on Iceland. Iceland's definitely not. It's not one of my favourites this year, but I really like what it looks like on stage. So I can say that.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything too shocking with what Iceland have done, but. What they do well, and there has definitely been an audience for it. So that's good for them.
Yeah. I think, is that everything? Do you have anything else to say on Iceland?
I don't think so immediately. I mean, I'm sure I'll find plenty more to talk about later, but yeah. I'm quite happy to move on to Norway, is it?
No, Greece, I think.
No, it's the Greece first.
Yeah.
Yep, it's Greece.
Do you want to do Norway first, though? Just because I feel like. Actually, let's just stick with Norway. Let's not complicate it.
If you want to do Norway, I am happy with that. It's basically Melody Grand Prix, but the DJ booth has moved again, and that's another wise decision.
Yeah, I really like the bright colours used, for sure. Even though Norway was never one of my favourites. For this year, I really appreciate the way it looks to the eye.
Yeah. I mean, even the DJ booth looks like a giant banana, so...
I don't know why I was thinking this, but I could see them, like, revealing... This might be ridiculous, but I could see them revealing themselves at the end of their performance, like, their actual identities. I think that would be really interesting. Have you thought about that?
Maybe. I mean, they will have to at some point, and I'm sure they have that all planned out.
That would be interesting. I feel like it might... Not make an idea though, because breaking character might kill the whole.
Scare the children.
Yeah, it might kill the whole. It might just take away from what it's meant to be, and it's meant to be these fictional characters, I suppose. Yeah, I'm gonna stop.
Yeah, because they've been sticking to the We Are Aliens narrative since Melody Grand Prix. To be honest, they've kept this in character. They've done a whole series of social media posts in character that have worked really well. They've drummed up a lot of hate.
Yeah,
don't think this is the time to break it.
Yeah, I don't think they needed to change the staging a whole lot though. I feel like it kind of suits the song anyway.
I think keeping the choreo is. A good move because it gives people a chance to learn, and it's
that's what made people like it to begin with. So there's no point in changing something that doesn't need to be changed.
Part of the song's identity, and I think the staging is not a surprise, but it's working well. It's popping as well, more of the yellow, which is
I good think. Cause did we skip Greece? Did we talk about Greece?
We did.
Right.
We did skip Greece. We're going back there, don't worry. But yeah, I feel like. Whilst it was good in Melody Grand Prix, like it seemed these photos, it could just be that the photographer is amazing, which, I mean, to be honest, the BBU photographs normally are, but like the colours pop a lot more.
Yeah, and I've noticed they've used yellow and blue. I think that's a nod to the Ukraine flag, Ukraine colours.
Could easily be, yeah. Yeah, or like on the bow ties, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think Norway have anything to worry about.
Do you want to go back to Greece now, or do you have anything else to say on Norway? No.
No, and I think Amanda's waited long enough for this.
Yeah, I was really surprised with Greece. Like, as much as I liked it, I really didn't expect it to look this good on stage. The whole cheer thing, it weirdly reminded me of Death of Us and Norway selection this year.
Yeah.
The whole cheers thing. I don't know, it kind of reminded me of that. But I really liked, I think the white that she's wearing really, I think the dress that she's wearing is white. I'm not 100% sure.
It appears to be.
I think it really suits the whole white blue theme. The stage.
Yeah, I mean, what they obviously did was they took Leonora's chair and they put it in the washing machine and it shrunk, so they just had to vibe with it. But no, I think Grace is looking absolutely stunning.
Probably the best.
It's not what sorry. To do,
probably the best probably the best vocal of the day. I'd say, like, I was quite surprised.
Yeah, she's a solid vocal as well. Like, obviously they couldn't bring like a Greek mountain with them for the stage, so they're gonna have to mix things up.
Yeah,
but yeah. I think it's looking really nice. I do hope they change at some point away from just being pure blue everywhere.
Yeah.
Or she might just end up looking a bit like a ghost. Maybe that fits the theme as well.
Kind of reminded me of... I kind of liked if Death of Us and Made of Glass, both from Norway selection from this year, like came together and like mirrored what the staging would end up looking like. I don't know. Does that make sense? Or I think it's the whole colour thing on top of the whole cheers thing.
Yes, like it's like they've taken the best of some really good ideas and put them together. I think Roxanne had a similar staging concept back in 2020 with like broken furniture.
Yeah.
And it's kind of giving the vibes of those photos as well. It'd be nice for them to finally get them on the Eurovision stage.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we've been wanting something like this for a while. It hasn't materialised.
I don't think I have much else to say on Greece. Do you have anything much else to say?
Beyond, I want to see how she progresses throughout the song, because that will be make or break.
Yeah.
Not really.
I really liked as a whole, though. But going into it, I had Greece like mid and sort of like in the middle with all the other entries. But I think this is really gonna rise for me now that I've seen the rehearsal.
Yeah, I mean for me, it's like Greece feels, I don't want to say similar to the Netherlands, but I feel like it's competing for similar vote base.
Yeah,
and I feel like this is giving her a bit of an edge.
I think,
especially because they obviously don't have Cyprus in their semi this year.
I think Greece definitely has. Yeah, like you said, I think Greece definitely has the edge.
So, not as I expect either to really non-qualify, but like,
yeah, they both do well.
To be extra safe. And we did Norway, so if that's all you want to say, we can move on to Armenia.
Yeah, I feel like Armenia was definitely the best of the day for the staging, for sure. It was really, really surprised. I really didn't expect it to look so out there like that.
Whimsical?
Yeah.
I think it's kind of whimsical.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if they're going for like feathers or shingles or a combination between the two that changes in different parts, but it's really pretty.
It'll be interesting to see what it looks like more zoomed out, because we have seen more zoomed out shots, but it would just be interesting to see what it looks like on screen and video.
I don't know if they're going to do that, to be honest, because like I know they will want long shots, but I think the long shots will come more when she's supposed to be emerging from the house.
Yeah.
Like, I think we'll get very intimate shots at first, and then they'll take the camera out towards the end.
Yeah.
That would be my hunch, anyway.
For me, personally, Armenia was... It wasn't very... It was quite... How do I say this without sounding rude? It sounded, for me personally, quite, like, mid, the song itself. So I was really surprised that they obviously had a budget, clearly.
They did, and it's paying off because they spent it well by the looks of things. Like, and they also, if any of the rumours are to be believed, which I believe a lot of them would be complete fabrication, they've had to think a bit outside the box to get around the lack of the mechanical wheel.
Yeah.
And to be able to overcome that, like, credit to their team where credit is due, because that is stressful.
I don't really have. I just really liked her vocal as well. Have we spoken about that?
We haven't.
Her vocal was quite strong, considering she did say that she hasn't sang before while moving. Like, usually she said, that usually she sits down when she sings. And the little snippet that we were showing today, did you notice that?
Yeah.
Did you see that? Yeah.
I didn't actually, but...
So, when you take that into consideration, I'm really surprised with how strong their vocal was, because she was walking around the stage quite a bit.
Yeah, I think it will look and sound very pretty. I'm still thinking it's a borderline qualifier, but...
I think
it's not going to be a disaster.
No, I think it's going to qualify. Before, I didn't think it would, but now I think it's really going to stand out, because it's nice to look at.
Yeah, it is one of the best draws for qualifying statistics, like... And they've clearly done a lot with it. It's just whether or not it comes over as too much and too artsy and complex, or if it really works. Kind of just have to trust the delegation there.
Do you have anything else to say on Armenia?
I would like to know if that outfit is the final outfit.
I don't think...
I mean, I'm guessing it is, because it kind of blends in with the colour scheme, but...
I'm quite happy with... I hope they do stick with it, because I feel like it just really worked. I think it really worked. But I like the way it looked when she was standing in front of the post-it notes. I like the way it looked like she was kind of like part of it, because she was wearing the baggy, like this baggy jacket. I think it really worked.
Yeah, it's whether or not the ones that to blend into the background or not. Like, that could be completely deliberate, or it could be an unnecessary consequence, unintended consequence. There we go. If I English, it helps.
I think that's...
And yeah,
that's... Yeah, I think we've came to the end of the day.
We have indeed. So who do you think had the strongest night, would you say?
I think Armenia had the best staging, for sure. Just like I said earlier. And I feel like the most... I don't want to be rude. I was really happy with Austria's, though, as well. I feel like it was Austria and Armenia that delivered the most.
Personally, I think the most surprising and, like, elevated is Greece, because, like, we were kind of expecting what Armenia would do before all the technical difficulties.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think that was the biggest, this could do a lot better for me.
Yeah. I really respect one more thing. I really respect how much they've managed to overcome the whole staging issue.
Yeah.
Like, they've all seemed to really adapt well to that.
I mean, it's when you see that these are professionals.
Yeah.
You truly do. Sometimes life throws curveballs, and they've coped really well.
Yeah. I think that's...
Like, especially in this week, when it's really getting to the crunch time for them to really get everything polished. Like, because I presume the press will be in for their next rehearsal, so...
Yeah.
You kind of want things sorted now, if you can.
Yeah, I think that is... That's everyone from today now. Yeah.
Yep. Counts Essie Essence for more, I guess. But yeah, thank you for sticking around. If you've any comments, please discuss your option with us. It's always great fun. Until next time, see you, folks.